Privy Councillor, the Honourable Geoffrey Madden, is among the recent members of the Order of Distinction in the rank of Commando. Born in Vineyard Town, Kingston, Mr. Madden spent most of his formative years travelling with his parents around Jamaica and between England and Trinidad. His father, who was also Commander of the Order of Distinction, worked in government at the Colonial Secretariat's office, Finance and Education Ministries, and his mother was a pharmacist. Mr. Madden says his interest in law came out of having no other real option.
I did law mainly because it wasn't worth a lick in science. I mean, I'm not very big on science. Social science, I thought, was quite boring. English and history, I didn't mind it, but I figured the only thing I could do with that is teach. And I wasn't minded to go into teaching. So law was left. So I said, let me try my hand at law and see where it took me, and that's where I've been at ever since.
Mr. Madden earned his law degree in 1974 at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus and Cave Hill in Barbados. On his return to Jamaica, he finished his schooling at the Norman Manley Law School and moved on to working as a personal assistant to Carl Rattray, who was at the time Minister of Justice. Cloaked in the warm hues of humility, Mr. Madden exudes a selfless sense of duty in all his accomplishments. Carol Bernard Madden, who has known her husband for 23 years, describes him as a reliable man and as a good husband and father.
A lot of his work has been for the government. He spent many years with the Attorney General's Department before now going back on contract to assist them in having specialized services, explaining matters of legislation and giving advice. His opinions are valuable. So on that basis, he would have been in demand and had given yeoman service from the time when he was there as well.
Marlene Aldred, who has worked with Mr. Madden for a number of years, says he is witty and possesses an excellent mind.
He has given his life to public service, and I just think it's great that he's being honored in this way. He's also a Privy Councillor, so he serves in another capacity as well. And he's always finding some way to serve his country. So I do think it's great that he's being recognized in this manner.
Having worked 40 years for the government, Mr. Madden has participated in the drafting of the International Convention of Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances and represented Jamaica in multiple meetings at the CARICOM level. Before becoming secretary to the Governor General in 1994, he served as part-time tutor in legal drafting at the Norman Manley Law School. Mr. Madden has also done charity work with the Kiwanis Club and has made donations of books and facilitated clothing donations to various groups in need. Mr. Madden has also served as director in the Constitution and Legislation, General Legal Advice, Commercial Affairs and International Affairs Divisions of the Attorney General's Department. He holds a Master of Laws degree in Legislative Drafting and Public Law from the University of the West Indies. He was also called to the Victorian Order by the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. During the royal visit, Mr. Madden was head of the secretariat that was established at King's House by Governor-General Sir Howard Coke. Mr. Madden, who has also served as clerk of the Jamaican Privy Council, says he enjoys flying under the radar and being able to do his best in whatever corner he is in.
When I left government 2 years ago, I never thought of anything like an honor, because I realized there are a lot of people out there who have done really sterling work in their various areas of law and within government. But then, I was appointed to the Jamaica Privy Council. Another thing, I was quite gratified that they should think that my work was worthy of an appointment like that. And if they think that I'm worthy of an honor, then I'm quite pleased.
Mr. Madden is being honored this year for stellar service provided to Jamaica as a member of the Privy Council, legal expertise in both public and private sectors, and through his involvement in charitable service organizations. The National Honors and Awards Ceremony is set for October 17 on the lawns of King's House beginning at 9 a.m.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.